In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Good morning. The verse about hating one's family members in order to follow Jesus in today's gospel text is typically referred to as a hard saying. Indeed. All of the hard sayings attributed to Jesus, and there are many of them in the Gospels, envision him as a leader whose expectations for his followers are uncompromising and likely to be far more demanding than those would-be followers had ever imagined before making the decision to come to me. Jesus says, ask yourself, can you drink the cup that I would drink? Come to Jesus conversations are usually like that. They begin with a warning and end with an ultimatum. Warnings and ultimatums hardly seem evangelical, do they? They certainly don't sound like good news. I'm reminded of a sermon on discipleship written by Barbara Brown Taylor. In the sermon, she pondered passages like the one we hear today and wondered how effective Jesus might have been if he were in charge of an average congregation. She concluded that if Jesus were a parish priest, there'd probably be about 4 people attending that church, and chances are those 4 would be fooling themselves. Jesus would greet newcomers by saying, are you absolutely sure you want to follow this way of life? It will take everything you have. It has to come before everything else that matters to you. Plenty of people have launched out on this without counting the cost, and as you can see, they're not here anymore. The other thing is, if you succeed, if you really do follow me, it will probably get you killed. Why don't you go home and think it over? I would hate for you to get in over your head. But Jesus is our priest. And we are his parish. These sayings are hard indeed. But they are intended for each of us. No matter where we find ourselves on our journey to come to Jesus. And notice now, look around. There's more than 4 of us listening. In fact, there's a whole lot more than 4 of us. And despite the fact that we too might be fooling ourselves, we are trying, right? Right? We want to go to that place where Jesus is calling us to be, right? We're trying to be faithful. If we weren't, we wouldn't, I think, choose to come to this sacred place. Every week, and in the midst of our foolishness, think about hard things. The hard things in the world. The hard things in our lives. If that's not the case, then Barbara Brown Taylor is right. We should probably go home and think about this whole faith thing a little more carefully. The theme in all of today's lections is the call to become all that God calls and has created us to be. For some of us, this might mean that we need to make subtle changes in the way we do or think about things. And sometimes becoming what God calls us to be requires a radical reordering of our priorities. And you know I'm kidding there, right? pastoral. Does coming to Jesus, really coming to Jesus, demand subtle changes in the way we do or think about things, or does it require hard sayings which compel a more substantial reordering of our lives and our priorities? Should the latter be the case, we better start counting the cost. This is not going to be easy. The term cost appears only once in the entire New Testament canon, and the only place we find it is in the hard saying God has placed in our ears and in our hearts today. Cost, writes theologian Emily Towns, is what we give up to accomplish, maintain, or produce something. Cost involves a measure of sacrifice and perhaps loss or penalty in gaining something. Towns is an African-American theologian, an ordained American Baptist pastor. She's also gay. She was the fourth African-American woman to be granted tenure as a professor at Yale University and is now the dean of the Divinity School at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. A bio on the Vanderbilt website describes Towns as a pioneering scholar who thinks critically about womanist perspectives on issues such as healthcare, economic justice, poetry, and literary theory. I don't know. Something tells me that Emily Towns knows something about living authentically into what God called her to be, and that her journey has involved substantial cost. When preaching to students about to graduate from Spelman College in 2011, Towns told them that no matter where we are in our lives, there is always a time for things to end, and always a time for newness to begin, to enter into a full life rather than one that marks time with a slow beat metronome. That you can't stay in one place, be it emotional, physical, political, spiritual, educational. You can't be in one place and continue to grow. She urged those soon-to-be graduates to live wisely, caringly, daringly, and faithfully. Years ago, when I was a college chaplain, I took a group of students to hear Cornel West speaking to a group of incoming students. Boy, you should have been there. West told these students that his hope was that by the time they finished learning what they were there to learn, their families wouldn't recognize them anymore. No matter where we find ourselves on our faith journey, Jesus speaks to us in the way that Emily Towns and Cornel West speak to their students. To be a disciple is to be a learner. And no matter where we find ourselves on our faith journey, there is always time to begin. There is always a place for us to grow. There will always be a cost associated with our spiritual development. A measure of sacrifice, a measure of loss. In another hard saying, Jesus tells us that we find a new life by losing our old ones. Is the invitation to new life in Christ something that we can afford? Can the likes of you and me become more faithful tomorrow than we are today? The answer to that is, yes, we can. And we can because the good news is that becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ is a slow process of transformation. Becoming doers as well as hearers of the word, as individuals, as a church, takes time. Can You Drink the Cup? Is a little book that was written by and published in 1996. That's the same year that its author, the Dutch Catholic priest, writer, professor, and theologian Henry Nouwen, died. The book traces Nouwen's search for meaning beginning with his ordination to the priesthood in 1957 to his penultimate experience of joy while serving those with severe developmental disabilities in the latest years of his life in the large communities pioneered by Jean Vanier. Nouwen may well be one of the most popular and well-read spiritual thinkers in his day, but what many people don't know is that his interior life was a desperate search that only found solace in his later years at large. Many of you know this poem by Desjardins, but it seems appropriate for those of us who, in the midst of counting the cost of what it might mean for us to finally come to Jesus, and for those of us that it is worry, those of us who worry that it is more than we can afford. I'll read the poem. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on as though you could be today what time, that is to say, grace and circumstances, acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that His hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete. In her opening prayer before those students at Spelman College in 2011, Emily Towns prayed that God take them and help them catch a glimpse of the excitement of living if they did not have it. And with the wisdom of struggling if they had not experienced it, and the passion of loving life, loving others, and loving creation itself. May God take each of us and show us the same.